seasons come and go, as do trends in clothing. What trends will renew what was once before? Threads purchased from shiny mannequins whose bodies mimic women on the catwalk. Wall-to-wall advertising urging the need to purchase, to renew garments as if shedding old skin, without thought to the life cycle of the product supply chain. In the studio, we have Anastasia Dunas from the Ted Noffs Foundation sharing her thoughts about purchasing pre-loved garments at Ted Noffs op shops. Welcome to the show, Anastasia.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, what is your role at the Ted Noffs Foundation?
So I take care, I'm the manager of the 5 op shops that we have. Mm-hmm. And we have just 2 paid staff, so that's myself and one other person. And then we have 80 beautiful, dedicated volunteers.
That's not much people for a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work on your hands. So what sort of items do the stores carry?
Pretty much anything. Our biggest stores, like Marrickville and Randwick, do, you know, all the clothing and everything like that, but as well as some crockery, artwork, sheets, things like that.
So heaps of different things.
Whatever people donate, really.
And you said donate. What is the donations going towards?
So it's going to our foundation, the Ted Noffs Foundation, and that's basically supports disadvantaged youth across Australia in a multitude of different ways. So we have 2 rehabilitation units for kids between the age of 12 and 18 years age of old, in Randwick and in Canberra. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a program called CALM, which basically they enter into after going through that rehab. So that's up to 5 years.
Wow.
And they're allocated a counsellor to basically help them life manage after going through rehabilitation.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's good to have that follow through as
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what sort of research has showed. And we also have about, I think, 7 street universities, which are youth centres around Australia. So a few in Queensland, Canberra, and in New South Wales.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And why should we extend the life cycle of garments?
Well,
why is it so important?
I think that every single garment that is new, I think studies have shown that, for example, a cotton t-shirt uses 2,700 liters of water.
Wow.
Just to produce it, which is really quite insane. I think that's how much one person would consume in water over 2.5 years.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And we're in a drought, so.
Exactly. And it's doing really bad environmental impacts and things like that. And I think as well that, you know, we've kind of gotten into this really consumeristic lifestyle, and we've, you know, just always consistently think, oh, we'll just buy brand new, but why not just extend something, you know,
go back
to the old kind of ways.
And also you want to have meaning towards your clothes as well, not just the same thing. And knowing where it comes from is cool too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And what does the fashion industry impinge upon human rights and the integrity of the environment?
As I was sort of saying, like, the environmental impacts are huge. The fashion industry is one of the biggest polluters for water, soil, and everything like that. And also the human rights abuses are, you know, underpaid workers in their respective countries, as well as, you know, I'm sure you're aware of the issue in Bangladesh with some of that horrible sort of work, the fire and everything like that. So that's kind of, I guess that's why it's better to shop and pre-loved items in many ways. And
And we were saying just before, we had a discussion with everyone off air. We were talking about all the lovely op shop clothes we've got and how it looks so different and it's unique.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to buy towards instead of just buying the same, you know, fast fashion that's going to be thrown away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so much more interesting to be able to buy something new and you never know, like, where that kind of item has come from, you know,
exactly.
And which is really quite nice.
Got a mystery
to
it.
Yeah.
And where are the op shops located?
Yeah, so we have
in Sydney.
2 in Randwick. Mm-hmm. If you really want a big op shopping day, that's quite fun. And then 1 in Newtown in South King Street, and 1 in Marrickville on Marrickville Road, and 1 in Surry Hills on Cleveland Street.
Oh, wonderful. So there's heaps and heaps to choose from,
yeah,
all locally.
And everything's always $5 and under. So
no,
that's why
stop
it's
it.
The, yeah, that's
$5
why
$5 and under?
Yeah, because we want to kind of make it accessible to everyone in the community and
yeah.
try and help them to not purchase, you know, a $2.50 brand new T-shirt from Kmart kind of thing.
My goodness. Yeah. Okay. $5 and under. I am in. I am so in.
Yeah.
That is so good. I love a bargain. And then you're doing something good as well. That's always
exactly.
good.
Yeah, you're giving money to charities, not corporates, which is
no,
always great.
Why
you know?
Line the pockets of them when
exactly.
you can do something good?
Yeah.
and is there any future projects for the Tednoff's op shops?
I think we're definitely looking to expand and, you know, so possibly sometime next year. But yeah, ooh. We'll see.
That sounds so wonderful. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about this fantastic
no
op
worries.
Shop. If we're going by the street, it's got Tednoff's op shop on it?
Yeah, Noff's op shop generally.
Noff's
but
op
yeah,
okay.
either way.
Wonderful. We'll pop some links up later. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Anastasia Dunas, manager of the Tednoff's op shops, sharing her thoughts about purchasing pre-loved garments. For more details, as I said, we'll give some details about those stores, $5 and under.